All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome, YKAs, CYKTs, mentors, trainers, everyone, to this monthly community conference call. We're so glad that you are able to join us. Today is September 27th, 2015, and with us today is one of our trainers, Judy Brennan. She's calling in from California. I hear it's hot over there, and she's been a Yoga Kids teacher for 7 years. And Judy's going to answer the question, you're Yoga Kids certified, now what? So thank you, Judy, for sharing your energy with us today. And as a reminder, press *6 to unmute your line, and then we can hear you talking. And I don't see her line unmuted quite yet. So again, *6 to unmute your line. There she is.
Okay. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, welcome everyone to this Sunday afternoon, wherever you are. I understand that there's a lunar eclipse tonight, a supermoon lunar eclipse, so make sure you go outside and look up at the sky. And as a reminder, please have a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen available, because we're going to do a short little written exercise later. So my agenda this afternoon is to talk about you are certified, so now what? And I know exactly how that feels. So hopefully I can give you some ideas. And what I want to do is tell you a little bit about my personal Yoga Kids journey and how from that I formed a philosophy for success, my own personal philosophy. And then we'll do a little meditation exercise on manifesting what you want, because that's a big part of my life is meditation and using meditation to manifest what you want. I will also share with you a list of yoga-related projects that I have completed since I started this journey in 2009, and hopefully that will stimulate some ideas for you to think about moving forward. Because there's so many things you can do with Yoga Kids. It just pairs up beautifully with a lot of things. And then I'll end with some questions, or taking any questions that may come up. So I believe we're going to be silent for a little bit, and then we'll be unmuting to answer questions. Okay, so thank you. My name is Judy Brennan. I discovered Yoga Kids in the year 2009, so I've been doing this for about 7 years now. And actually the first thing that happened to me was I discovered meditation. So that's why I've included that into my call talking about that, because there was a group of neighborhood women that we formed a group called the Nurture Network. And we were all very different and all different places. But we sort of felt like we all had children in the same school, and that's how we knew each other, and we all lived in the same neighborhood. But we all were kind of searching for our purpose. We were just trying to figure out what do we want in our lives? Like, what is our purpose? Why are we here? So as part of this group, one of the women suggested, she introduced a book by Esther Hicks, and that's when I first heard about her, and meditating. And so we all decided that for 1 week we would meditate for 60 seconds a day, 60 seconds, and we would all come back, so we met once a week, and report back how it went. Well, for me, that was all I needed to get me started. The meditation it brought about for me, at the time, I had discovered yoga and meditation, and it was such a profound change for me, my physically and mentally. And then a light bulb went off that I wanted to bring this to my own children, because I was experiencing them in the school system, and even as little children in elementary school, the homework and all the expectations are so accelerated these days. And that stress, I wanted to share with them what I had learned, yoga and meditation. So I was asking all around, is there any yoga teachers? And I was trying to find a yoga teacher. I could not find a yoga teacher for kids. And in my meditation, it just came to me, oh, maybe I could be the teacher. And then pops into my email an ad for Yoga Kids International. And that's what happens to me. This is sort of my own little personal joke, but I feel like the universe talks to me through email. So I'll just be meditating on what I want, and then I'll get an email, and I'll read it, and I'll just be like, what? Really? The answer will come. And so I think that the universe has become, understands that it needs to be up to date with technology and communicates with me that way. So there's this Yoga Kids ad, and it just happened that the very next day they're in town here, and Yoga Kids did not really used to go to California that often. But I could not make it because it was the next day and I had two elementary school kids. There wasn't enough time to prepare. But it triggered me to start looking into the Yoga Kids training and, you know, get my family on board with this idea that I'd like to become a kids yoga teacher. And so I got on to one evening I was emailing the owner of the studio where I practiced yoga as an adult and told her my idea too because I was all excited. And I said, I'm going to get certified because I'd already signed up for in February 2009 in Decatur, Georgia to attend the training. And this was in January. And I said, I'm going to take the training and become certified. And she replied, when can you start? And I wasn't certified. And I thought, what? When can I start? So between her and my husband encouraging me, I just did it. But luckily that was January and the training started in February. Long story short, that year of being in the yoga studio and having elementary school, and then I even said, okay, let's bring in some middle school kids, and being able to practice my training, the foundations, the home practicum, and then wrapping it up with transformations for that year was all I needed to kick off my Yoga Kids business. And I feel like I found my dharma, my purpose, which was what that group of women, when we got together, that's what we were looking for. And just as a side note, the rest of the women, and we all started meditating, and we have been meditating ever since, they all found their purpose. It's kind of like, it's wild. One of them, she bought a winery and owns 200 acres, and her wine is so delicious, and it's really highly rated. Another woman started a business, a computer consulting business, and now she has companies that work with her, like Apple and major companies. And another woman just sold her business. She started a small business and sold it to Martha Stewart. So we're just like, you know, meditation is, we believe in it, and we all think that it is one of the keys to success. And I feel like I found my dharma, and it's changed, yoga and meditation changed my life, along with Yoga Kids, because that was my very first introduction. And now I change lives daily, and that is just, I'm just dancing on the ceiling over that. So I just want to share with you what I think the keys to success are. So you say, you know, I'm certified, now what? Well, in order to realize or manifest what you want, the first thing I feel like I had to do was to take care of myself. I had to make sure, especially, you know, if you have children and you have a lot of responsibility, no matter where you are, you have to take care of yourself first. You are the captain of the ship, so stay the course, right? And part of all of that is just, you know, a lot of love. You know, we can live our lives with two decisions every day. You can choose love or fear, right? And so all you need is love. Curl up with your family, read, play games, cook, grow a garden. Do what you love and success will come. And then eating, healthy eating habits. Food is such an important part of keeping us moving and our brains and our bodies moving forward. So we have to eat healthy, whole grains, no preservatives. That in itself is a project. And there's all kinds of great things that you can do. I've discovered the green drink for breakfast, where you blend up a bunch of vegetables and have that for breakfast, and there's so much fiber that you're not even hungry till like 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I just was met with a physician recently, and he said, eat in the morning like a king, and lunch like a queen, and dinner like a pauper, so that your body can process the food at night. And then there's exercise, of course. We need to bike and run and hike and walk and swim and stay fit to release anxiety. So important for our children. In fact, my son, who just went off to his first year of college, he discovered running cross country and track in high school, and that is what got him through all the anxiety of high school nowadays. So running really, really saved him, and he realizes the importance of exercise. Sleep, a good night's sleep is so important. Bedtime meditations, back rubs, stories, a padded mattress cover. Make sure your bed is cushy so that you spend so many hours there, right? So, you know, make it a really, really great place that you just want to curl up in at night. Not too good so that your kids don't come in there, but... And then role modeling for our families and those around us in our communities, with our words, our actions, our practices. They are watching. And I kind of notice that I think that our kids become who we are in the long run. They, you know, we are their role models. And whenever I see something... Throughout the years, whenever I see something going on with my kids, I kind of go, And I look at myself to see what I need to add into my practice or my life so that it will reflect onto them. Which brings me to affirmations. Huge part of my life is constantly affirming what I want. I am healthy. I'm strong. Right now, I'm in the middle of 2 certifications that there's a lot of memorization. So my latest mantra is, I have a photographic memory. And it's really helped. It's unbelievable. So thoughts become things. Choose the good ones, right? And then the last thing that brings me around to back to meditation is spiritual practices. Learn to calm yourself. Meditate. Have time in. Silence, downtime, where you can just sit. And ask yourself what it is I want without any distractions. So let's just take a moment here and get centered. So if you could just make sure you're sitting comfortably. Maybe just if it feels all right, close your eyes. And just start to draw your attention to your breath. And shift into the presence of being. Because that's who you are. Shift into being. Just be. Following your breath in and out through the nostrils, relaxing your face, your mouth, your shoulders. And then we'll ask ourselves the 4 soul questions. And the first one is, who am I? Who am I? And who am I is not an image, a sensation, or a thought. Who am I is just being, shifting into being. The second question, what do I want? Just silently ask yourself, what do I want? What I want is an experience, but you don't force an experience. You say, what do I want? And then you allow the experience to come to you right now in the form of a sensation, an image, a feeling, or a thought. Just be open. What is my purpose? Third question, my dharma. again, this is also an experience to allow any sensations, images, feelings, or thoughts to come to you. And then if there isn't, then that's okay too. What do I want? What is my purpose? And lastly, what am I grateful for and how can I serve? What am I grateful for? And now just bring your breathing back to normal and start to bring yourself back. And I'd just like to say a few words about meditation. And if you, nowadays there's a decade of studies out there and you can just Google benefits of meditating. But studies have proven that those who meditate, they're more efficient. They live longer, they live in the present moment, they have better focus and concentration, they deal better with stress and anxiety, and they're even more compassionate. I'd like to share with you one of my favorite quotes from Thich Nhat Hanh. And he says, "When mind and body are together, you are in the here and now. If you're in the here and now, you can bring the future here now and heal the past." So bringing the future here now and healing the past, and that to me is present moment, being in the present moment, living in the present moment. Did you know that the definition of mindfulness is living in the present moment without judgment? I'll just add that in there. Living in the present moment without judgment. Okay, so now it's time to get out a piece of paper and a pencil. And let's just do a little exercise to help us think about what we want or where we can possibly go with our yoga kids training and our lives. So what is one thing that you'd like to bring change or manifest into your life? Just write that to the answer to that. Write that down. What is one thing you'd like to bring, change, or manifest into your life? And it can be material, it can be spiritual, it can be anything. It doesn't matter. What is it you want? And then list up to 3 reasons why you really want it. And then moving on to just talking about manifesting change, some tips for that, how to engage the system of manifestation and arrive and create change is to define what you want in the terms of the end result. Like, what is the ultimate result? And you can describe it. You can, you know, what does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it smell like? What kind of life do you want? You don't have to know exactly what it is, but what does it feel like, look like? And then once you figure out some things that you want to do, take action and never just start. Take action and never stop. Just keep getting out there while understanding at the same time that the miracles of progress are usually invisible. So we mustn't insist on the specific details on the how or the people or exactly how it's going to happen. So you set an intention or something that you want to accomplish, and you set some goals for it, but you don't get stuck on how to make it happen exactly. Like, I have to do this and this and this and this. Because there might be something that you would never have expected out there to take you along your path. For example, my son just went off to his first, he's in his fifth week of college as a freshman. And he, since he's a little boy, he's always wanted to study weather. So he manifested his dream of going to University of Meteorology in Oklahoma. And so he's been there 5 weeks, and he calls me and says, I think I want to change my major. And I'm like, okay, sure, let's talk about it. Because you think one thing, but you can't get stuck on it, because he's realized by hanging out with all these meteorology folks and finding out exactly what the job entails, that that's maybe not what he wants to do. He's thinking of some other things now, but if had he not gone off and been around these people, he would not have been taking out the next direction of his journey. And that happens all the time, and it's so beautiful when you can just think of an idea. Like I said, I wanted to be a yoga teacher for kids and teaching them yoga, but the things that have happened to me in my life from just that statement, I never would have dreamed of. Okay, and then before we take any questions, I also want to share something with you that I think is really, really helped me to be successful, and I do this every single day I do this. I write down what I want in a notepad on my phone. So, like the iPhone has one. I have an Android, but it's like a little ink pad where you can take notes, and I write down what I want, and it's titled What I Want, and I just list it all out there. And it is, I mean, it doesn't matter. You don't have to, I'll just share with you what I wrote. And it's so funny because, and it could be anything. It could be material, spiritual, physical. It doesn't matter. So here's a couple of examples. I wrote down rain in California. I wrote down I have a photographic memory because I have all this training I'm going through where I have to memorize a lot. I wrote down help kids, teens, adults through yoga, meditation, and deep relaxation in a worldwide program. I want my kids to follow their passion, enjoy, and be inspired during college. Excellent family health. I want to write a book. Actually, I put books. On and on and on. And this is, you know, I have this long list. And so before I go into my meditation, I read it. And then when I go into meditation, I'm hoping that one of those things will manifest as I get deep into a silent place where I might be able to align with the universe. And I just erase them as I manifest them. And sometimes I literally write it down and it manifests. For example, recently I wrote down, I was sitting there with my legs crossed at 5 in the morning in the dark, meditating, and I wrote down, I want to redo my daughter's room. And she, like, at 6 o'clock got up to get ready for school, and she saw me sitting there and said, Mom, can we redo my room? And I was just like, whoa. She even said the same words that I wrote, like, redo my room? I mean, and I stand up and I pretend like I'm my dog and I just do like a little dance. And so it's an awesome thing. And if you can try it, see what happens, I'd love to hear. Okay, so the last thing I wanted to share with you, and then we'll take some questions or answer any questions, is some of the things that I've done with my yoga kids. Certification. And the one thing I want to tell you is you will get approached, and you probably have already been approached so many times with, can you do this? Can you do this? And if it sounds interesting, even if you've never done it, just say yes. You know, I tell my daughter, fake it till you make it, Claire. For example, I got an email, like I always do. I get these emails from the universe. And it said, they wanted me to come and teach at an intensive autism center and create a program for them. And I was like, oh. Well, you know, I had my special needs section in the Yoga Kids manual, but that was, you know, an intensive autism center. And so I said, sure. And I went down there. I said, I'd like to come and take a look. And I toured the facility. And I went home and I spent the summer reading and researching. And I created a program. I hear a bunch of static here, Alicia. Is that? Can you hear that? Or
it might be just because I'm unmuted. I can mute myself again just in case we're getting feedback.
Okay, I was just making sure you can still hear me.
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, awesome. So, so I created this program, and I just spent 3 months getting ready, and I had to go back and present to the principal and staff, and they brought the kids out, and it was an intensive autism center. They had each child had an adult, was paired with an adult caregiver. They had helmets on. I mean, it was like they were screaming, and it worked. All my research paid off. That class worked like a charm. But the first thing that happened was this little girl walked out, and she came up and just, I was sitting there. I was prepared. I had already meditated and was open, and she wrapped her arms around me, and I hugged her back. And I look around, and there's like three teachers, they're crying. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, what did I do, right? But come to find out, no one touches her. They call her the Tasmanian devil. And as I went back throughout the year, I would see her in a padded room having tantrums. And it's really difficult to even touch her. And here she walked up to me and wrapped her arms around me. And because she knew, I feel, that I was open, you know, and I had no judgment, and that is just one example of what happened in that program. So, you know, just say yes, and the things that will happen to you will just be amazing. Okay, so I also traveled to Haiti with Go Give Yoga, and that, again, was an amazing experience. I formed my own business and designed my own website with a blog. Internet presence is key. You have to have a website. So many people find me because of my website. And also the Yoga Kids website. Make sure you're on the Yoga Kids website. I created an infused motor skills and yoga program for schools, public and private. And you're like, what? What does that mean? Well, this friend of mine who's an occupational therapist had already created this program, and she needed to move on to something else, and so she gave it to me. And she's an OT, and they only hire OTs, but she told them, you know, if anybody can do this, Judy can, just hire her. And so I was like, oh, okay, sure, I can do that again, right? But I just did a bunch of research. I met with my friend. She gave me all her tools. I had to make an investment in equipment, but I just got hired again. That was last year, and I documented it. I'm going to turn it into a book. And I just got hired by a Montessori who wants me to teach PE and yoga based on that program. And then they said to me, oh, and we have a training facility. Can you come and train our teachers in what you know and speak at our national conference? And I'm like, oh, yeah, of course I could do that. And then I go home and I go, oh, no, I got to get ready for that. But, I mean, look at what you can do, right? If you just say yes and do your research and get out there, it just keeps going and going and turning into other things. Okay, just so I another thing that I decided to focus on was working in public and private schools. elementary, middle, and high school, because I realized that you can touch more children at one time. You can influence hundreds of children in one day if you go to them instead of waiting, you know, at one day of the week during 1 hour. It just, you can do that too, but I really wanted to get this out there. And that's part of my business is contracts with schools and teaching, you know, creating a program, whatever they want. I just find out what are they thinking about, what do they need, and then I'll just create a program. And there's all kinds of other things. And I find that if it's something you're involved in, your family or personally in your life, for example, my daughter and I were in the National Charity League. It's a mother-daughter organization that does philanthropy, leadership, and culture. And so they have these monthly league meetings, and there's, you know, 300 people at these meetings. And so every opportunity, you know, I let them know I was a yoga teacher and you want me to kick off your fall meeting, and we'll start with some meditation and get everybody centered and teach them yoga. And so, you know, they're like, yeah. I mean, nobody ever says they don't want to. It's just amazing. Lululemon, and they now have a teenage version of Lululemon, the yoga company, clothing company called Ideva. And so every now and then I would go to Lululemon and teach, but Ideva, it's kids and teens. And so, and that's so much fun, and they let me kick off an opening of a store here nearby. And then they told my daughter afterward to go shopping. And they said, buy a jacket, buy pants, and buy a shirt. And if you know that store, oh, my gosh, that's like $200 out here. And I just thought, wow, I didn't expect anything. I didn't ask for anything. But I know that if you do good or you offer something, you always get something in return, a big, you know, big surprise. And then just a couple more things, sports teams. So my kids are, when they're in elementary school, when they're in middle school, when they're in high school, I always would just go there and figure out where I could teach yoga. And sports teams is really a great place to offer yoga. And nowadays, you know, there's all the professional teams have discovered that yoga really takes up their game. And if you have supporting documentation online, you know, articles that back that up, it's really great. And even recently, my son's cross-country coach, he's also one of the high school teachers of health. He teaches health fitness. He was assigned this year to teach yoga, and he does yoga, but he's not certified. So I've been working with him to teach him how to teach the kids. And so it's kind of great. And he's like, well, you know, this is great. Can you teach my team? I'm like, yeah, I can teach your team. And he's like, you know, and the football players really should have this. And so it's like, so I offered to help him, right? And look what happened. The possibilities are endless. I could go on and on. It's so much fun. Okay, Alicia, so maybe we could take a couple questions if there is any.
Yeah, if anybody has any questions for Judy, thank you so much. I was scribing away as well. *6 on your phone will unmute your line, and I will see if you're unmuted, and you are welcome to ask Judy or myself or others any questions. Does anybody have any questions or maybe something they'd like to share? Maybe something came up for you during the exercise. Maybe you were surprised at what popped into your head for something you'd like to change. I think sometimes we overthink things, and what we think we want to change isn't what comes up when we pause and breathe and let what innately comes up come to the surface. Does anybody have any questions or want to share anything? Go ahead.
Hi, Judy. This is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. I really enjoyed what you spoke about. I was just curious, the time that you take to discover what your purpose is and the time you take to meditate, I think that's great. I'm curious, Do you find your purpose changing often? Do you find that what you thought was your purpose is not? Just if you have any insight on that. I'm in the midst of a lot of that type of meditating and thinking recently due to so many other things. And I'm wondering if it's clear cut to you, or is it something that takes you a while to really focus and it comes to you?
Okay, that's a really good question, Karen. And I feel like it does constantly evolve. So I've realized that yoga and meditation and deep relaxation and bringing that to as many people, especially kids and teens, but adults too, is my purpose. So, but the way that the things that come to me surprise me constantly to manifest it, things that I would have never expected happen. And then I have to have my eyes open, when it comes to go, oh, wow. What can I do with that? We always have to have our eyes open to new possibilities. But I think studies have shown that if you meditate for at least 20 minutes a day on a regular basis, then physically and mentally, in the brain there's changes. And that's what it takes. I mean, you can start out with just 5 minutes, and then you get used to it. You can start with 1 minute. I mean, look what I did, right? The 60-second meditation was how I started. Now I meditate regularly every morning for 30 minutes, and it's RPM. You rise, you go pee, and you meditate. Because if you go off and if you do anything else, you probably won't meditate. Or you could say A-U-M, OM, arise, urinate, meditate. That's a little nicer way to say it. But just get up and just sit quiet, and don't expect that something is going to come to you, because it might not come to you. It might take, some time. You got to be ready for it. You have to have everything aligned. You have to be serving yourself and ready for whatever's going to come. But yeah, it's a constant evolution, but it's a beautiful thing, because it's just you're dancing all the time and smiling all the time, because it just keeps making all these turns that take you in different directions that are so exciting. I don't know. Did that help? Did that help answer your question?
Yeah, I appreciate the extra comments. I feel if there's extra things that surprised you or that helped you to, like you say, it's continually evolving. If there were things that were specific to that may have even been unexpected, that helped with your, as you say, you're evolving more towards, I suspect, the person that you want to be and the effect that you want to have on those around you and on the world.
Right, yeah, and there's some things that have happened, and when I told you about that infused motor skills program that I created, that was in a school in a city near here that is just a really difficult, really rough place, and I think actually it was the most difficult place I've ever taught yoga in, because the energy and the people, the principal, I always look at the leadership now. I learned from this. Like, I interview the leadership that are running these schools, because if I align with the leadership, it just seems everybody else flows. They follow the rules of the leader. Whoever we are as leaders, we're pretty much telling everybody else how they can be. And so this woman, it was so hard, and the teachers were so mean to the children, and it was a lesson for me. I had to just, there was a point where I would walk out in the parking lot and I'd cry. And I was like, I don't know if I can do this. But in the end, I kept doing it, and I learned so much. I really had to take my game up to learn classroom management. I had to be more accepting and take responsibility for what was going on and stop saying, I'm going to leave, I don't like this. I had to say, okay, what is the lesson here? What am I going to get out of this? You know? So it's not always good, but I can tell you, I learned so much about classroom management, and I learned that from now on, I interview the leader of the school and make sure that, you know, that it's an environment I want to go into. And so a lot of good things came out of it. So it's not always a happy, rosy road. But, you know, that's how we learn. And sometimes through our, sometimes you have to be lost in order to be found, right?
Thank you so much for sharing that. That resonates with some of my experiences, too. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I also, what came up for me, Judy, you're talking about the research that you did, and I think that's so important, just putting in the work. When you started talking about manifesting, a little interview came up for me, and it was between Oprah Winfrey and Jim Carrey, and they were talking about, you know, possibilities and manifestations and that sort of thing. And Jim Carrey mentioned how he wrote himself a check, and I don't remember the exact amount. It might have been like $10 million or something kind of astronomical. And he wrote himself a check and put it in his wallet and put it in, you know, his pocket and carried that around with him. And it was a year later, I guess he dated it for Thanksgiving the following year, is when he then was going to make like $10 million for like the Dumb and Dumber movie or one of those things. But he brought up a good point, and he says, well, I didn't just write the check and go eat a sandwich. You know, he's like, I wrote the check, and then I had to put the work in. You know, he's like, it's not like you can manifest it and it just appears. And that kind of was one of those things that, oh, well, what are you going to do? You kind of think of something and you want it to manifest, but then what are you going to do? Are you going to put the work in or go eat a sandwich?
So
I think that's really, you know, very inspiring how, you know, you had an opportunity, but you put the work in. It's not just, oh, all of a sudden it's going to fall in your lap. You have these ideas and you followed through, but then, you know, it is, it's a lot of work. And then what do you learn? And you don't give up and you keep pushing through those situations. Like you just said, to take away what you can from that situation to then learn better for the next time. So thank you for sharing that, because I think that's a real important lesson, that when we want something, we have to work for it. It's not, you know, maybe your daughter will just want to change her room and she'll do all the work, but you might have to do some work too to help
with
that.
That's an excellent point. You know, you can't, and that's what I said when I said back here in this list, define what you want in terms of the end result. Start, take action, never stop.
Yeah.
Never stop, because you don't know how long it's going to take. Never give up, you know. And there are sometimes some little gems that just drop into your lap, you know. So those are fun too, but there also is a lot of hard work. And, thank you for that comment. I also like how you talked about Jim Carrey and the check. I've seen him interview and talk about that, and that's another thing that I think is really important, is actually, you know, visualizing yourself doing whatever it is you want to do. And, I mean, I actually have a $1 million bill in my wallet. And I have a stack of them that I give out. Like when I think someone I encounter is financially, they're feeling, you know, they're feeling upset financially, I'm like, here's $1 million bill. Put it in your wallet. Keep thinking that way, you know. And some of my goals that I have, I see myself doing it. I dream about it. I'm just so excited, and I know it's going to happen. And I don't give up. Don't give up. And there will be times where something will happen, and you'll just be like, oh, whoa, am I supposed to be doing this? You know, something will set you back, or somebody will say something, or you'll have a really bad experience. But, yeah, that's, you know, you have to look at, why did this happen? What was my lesson? What did I get out of this? And then just keep moving on towards your goal.
Right. I think that resonates with a lot of us, myself included. I think we have a lot of those situations. What can I learn from this situation? Is there anybody else who has any questions or comments for Judy or would like to share? I'm not seeing anybody else unmute their line. So, Judy, if you want to continue on with the other topic that you had, or if you want to, I know you had some other ideas.
Okay, so some other places that I've taught yoga are, and this is, you know, it's kind of things that are in my life. My daughter's really involved in musical theater. So, and she's been in several companies and then in the high school. And so I'm always like, musical theater. So your body is your instrument and, you know, posture and breath work and confidence and affirmations. And, you know, so I'll go talk to the teachers and, you know, offer, hey, can I come and teach an hour to your choir class? And, that, you know, if you just offer that, it always turns into something else. So in another example is, if you're thinking about the theater companies, so she's also in a another theater company where I offer to teach. And so a couple of these theater companies have put me on their websites. And that's, you know, awesome as a referral. So the things that can come out of it, also senior centers are wonderful places to work. Let's see, what else I talked about. Oh, so whenever my kids are in school, I always get involved. I try and find a board that I can be on, and so that I can get to know the leadership, the principal, the assistant principals, the people that lead the school. And if you do that, you know, you get to know the people, and if you ever need help with your kids, you know them. But then, you know, you can always bring up the yoga thing, and all kinds of good things will come out of that. But, you know, you can just find a small role. I figured out that in schools, there's always a foundation that raises money, and usually when you're on that board, all you do is help figure out where the money goes to. There's not really any action items. And, you know, it's only in our best interest to want to help our kids with where the money goes. So, and it's not a big, huge time commitment, but you know the principal and all the major players. And so you can usually get into a school like that. And you don't have to have kids in a school to be in these different kinds of roles. You know, schools will always take, especially the public schools here, I don't know how different states, but California is really a need for volunteer work because we don't really get any money from the state. So what else do I have?
Did you want to, I know you had an idea, you wanted to wrap up with a little guided meditation. So if you wanted to move into that, that
okay.
would be wonderful. Yep.
Okay, awesome. So let's just get ourselves seated comfortably and close your eyes and start to focus on your breathing and drawing all your attention to your heart and being aware of the breath here in your heart. And then just silently say to yourself, joyful, energetic body. As you breathe in and out, joyful, energetic body. Loving, compassionate heart. Loving, compassionate heart. Reflective, alert mind. Reflective, alert mind. Lightness of being. Resting in being. And then just bring your attention back And then we'll bring our palms together in front of our heart center. And let's just bow with gratitude to our souls, to each one of our own souls. And then virtually bowing soul to soul to all of those on this call, we end by saying the blessing, Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you, Judy. Thank you to all the Yoga Kids teachers also for taking the time out of your weekend to join us as we continue to provide continuing education and inspiration for our trainees and teachers. If you haven't visited the digital library on the Yoga Kids website, be sure to check that out as it stores all of our previously recorded calls and our archive newsletters. If ever you miss a newsletter, the Elements in Action or the Electric Circle, the quarterly team newsletter, feel free to go check those out. Our next call will be on Sunday, October 25th with Jackie Morrison. She's also here in Florida, like me, and she's going to be presenting Pre-Yoga Kids, which is Walking to Age 3. So if you're interested in those little preschoolers and little ones, be sure to tune into that one. Jackie has some wonderful strategies on how to offer classes for those little ones. We're going to be exploring a different format for our call next month. We possibly will be incorporating video, so please stay tuned to those reminders and to the Element in Action newsletter. We may have everyone or just a few of us on video. We're still working out the details. So be sure to check those newsletters for the details for next month's call. But you will need access to a computer to see the videos, though I think you can still call in via phone to hear the audio. I don't know if Anne wants to chime in if she has any information on that. Otherwise, just keep an eye out for those emails as the details will go out next month. If you have any questions for Anne or myself, we will stay on the line at the conclusion of our conference call tonight, and we'll be happy to answer any questions you have. Thanks again, everyone, for joining us. Don't forget to take a look outside at the supermoon lunar eclipse that's going on tonight. If your sky is clear, it's a little overcast here in Florida, so hopefully you can take a look at the beautiful moon, and have an absolutely wonderful week. Yoga Kids rocks. Good night, everyone.